Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Hannah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Australian Defence Force have released a report detailing the contamination detected in and around the Royal Australian Air Force Base in Amberley. Contaminants from used firefighting foam, wastewater holding tanks, and the temporary soil stockpile area have spread into nearby rivers and soil. The ADF have advised residents not to consume fish caught from the Bremer River and Worrell Creek, and are additionally preparing a wastewater processing plant for the facility in 2025.
Experts say that water contaminants are accelerating toxic algal blooms in southeast Queensland. Moreton Bay locals have said that blooms of toxic lingbia, which was previously controlled in the region, are increasing, with experts saying this has been caused by agricultural runoff and industrial waste feeding the fast-growing bacteria. Griffith University professor Michelle Burford says these environmental factors cause more aggressive and far-reaching blooms, calling blankets of destructive algae, which destroy marine habitats and cause cancer in sea turtles, inevitable.
In national news, Shake It Up Australia has joined a global coalition of non-profit organisations advancing Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia research. The global collaboration brings together organisations from North America, Europe and the UK, Australia and New Zealand as a unified body to address limitations to new research and treatment and developing a universal standard to reliably and effectively predict, track and treat Parkinson's, Lewy body dementia and other related diseases. Shake It Up Australia CEO Vicky Miller said that the coalition will be a powerful call to action, accelerating treatment and improving outcomes for those affected, including the 50 Australians diagnosed with Parkinson's each year.
The Paris Olympic Games is officially Australia's most successful in history. 4 gold medals won by Australian athletes overnight bring the Australian medal tally to 18 gold, breaking the previous record of 17 set at Athens in 2004 and upheld in Tokyo in 2020. Olympic success has captured the nation, with over 14 million people having tuned in to watch the Games. Australia now sits at third place on the medal tally, with 4 days of competition remaining.
In international news, American District Judge, Court Judge Amit Mehta has reached a verdict on the case of search company Google's monopoly on the search engine market and subsequent violation of the Sherman Act. At the heart of the case were the payments made by Google to leading tech companies to remain as the default search engine on their devices. Court testimony from Google employees has revealed the tech giant has paid tens of billions of dollars to maintain its monopoly yearly for some time. Telstra and Optus have both agreed to stop selling their phones with Google pre-installed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au. At Big